There we go.
What is it? 705?
707.
Okay.
Good evening, everybody. Can you hear me okay? My name is John Wardlaw. I'm the chair, and I'm going to call this meeting of the Paradise Town Advisory Board for January 28th, 2020, to order. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, everyone. Hey, before we get started, this is a perfect opportunity to ask you all to pull out your phones, please, and put them on silence, turn them off, airplane mode, whatever it takes. Thank you. I'll guarantee you we'll hear one tonight. Yeah, and thank you, John. A note for everyone. Please, if you need to talk and discuss stuff, take it outside, because all of it in this room reflects back up here and we can't hear. We can hear you, but we won't be able to hear the other people. That's just a word for the order. All right, on roll call, noting for the record, Maureen, that we are all present except for Susan Phillips, who I believe was excused.
Yeah,
she said
we'll check on that, okay, just to make sure, because I don't want to put her on excuse.
Gotcha. Next, we have county staff introductions. I know that we have Steve with us. Steve, go ahead and introduce yourself.
I'm Steve DeMera. I'm the senior planner at Clark County Comprehensive Planning Department.
Do we have any of the other liaisons in the audience, or are they all out in the anteroom? They're stuck out there. All right. So we'll go to item number two. That is public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within our jurisdiction but not appearing on the agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period at the end of the agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the microphone, the little button on the bottom, turn that up. Clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board, and I can hear you guys talking already, Lebany, I can hear you already. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chair or the board by majority vote. Do we have anyone that wants to speak? Seeing none, I'll close that to the public. Move on to item number three, approval of the minutes for our January 14th meeting.
Mr. Chair, I'd move to approve the minutes of January 14th, 2020.
Thank you, John. We've got a motion on the floor for approval of our last meeting minutes. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Approval of tonight's agenda.
Mr. Chair, I move to approve the agenda for January 28, 2020 with a hold on item number 10, UC 190974, Elvi Associates LLC. That will not be heard tonight. It's been withdrawn. There's no future date.
All right. Thank you, John. We've got a motion on the floor for approval of tonight's agenda with a withdrawal on number 10. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you. Informational items, item number 5. Announcements of upcoming neighborhood meetings or county community meetings or events. We just had one. And perfect timing. Ms. Blanca. Blanca,
yes.
Do we have any meeting notes or upcoming meetings or events? And you can come back on it if you need to. All right. All right. Thank you, Blanca. Moving on to our planning and zoning agenda. Item number 1. TM 19500263, Pilger Family Holdings LLC, tentative map consisting of one commercial lot on 2.6 acres in an H1 limited resort and apartment zone. AE75 zone, excuse me. Generally located on the west side of Las Vegas Boulevard and the south side of Post Road alignment within Paradise.
Hello.
Little button on the bottom.
Good evening.
Got it.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Elaine Arellano, GCW Engineering, 1555 South Rainbow, representing the property owner, Kilder Holdings. This is just a one-lot commercial subdivision. The purpose is really more of a housekeeping item. Just want to map this property after a couple years of it being in the status of government lots. But we're just putting a one-lot commercial subdivision on there. It actually is developed at this point. There's a Terrible Herbs and Jack in the Box on the site. And it's just immediately adjacent to the Valley Head Golf Course. With that, I'd be happy to answer any questions.
All right. Thank you.
Thank
it's a
you.
Public hearing, so I have to ask the folks in the audience if there's anyone that wants to speak on this item. Please step forward. Seeing no one, I'll close it to the public and turn it over to our board.
Mr. Chair, if no one has any comments, I'll make a motion to approve subject to staff conditions.
All right, thank you, John. We've got a motion on the floor for approval subject to staff conditions. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you.
Congratulations. You'll be going to the Planning Commission on the 4th.
Right. Thank you.
If it's right. Thank you. Item number 2, UC 19-1006, Hacienda Avenue Properties LLC, use permit for a major training facility, welding on a portion of 4.1 acres in M1 light manufacturing zone. Generally located on the north side of Hacienda Avenue and the east side of Wynn Road within Paradise. You can also put it on the chair.
I'll just put it right here for now. Good evening, Mr. Chairman, Town Board members. My name is Tony Celeste, address 1980 Festival Plaza Drive, here on behalf of the applicant, Las Vegas Institute of Welding. What we have before you is a major training facility request to train people in the skill of welding. Our site is located right here on Hacienda and Wynn. We are taking down one of the back units here for the school. I think what's most interesting or most instructive about this application is the underlying zoning. It's zoned M1, as you can see from our zoning map here. So M1 is where you would want welding type uses. But what is also instructive is the same thing ironic about this request is that if we were zoned MD, ironically a major training facility would be a permitted use. For some reason in an M1, the most intense use in the valley, it requires a special use permit. We appreciate staff's thorough analysis about the need for welding in the valley for that skill. The school is excited to provide that opportunity, and we appreciate staff's recommendation, and we're here to answer any questions you may have.
Okay, thank you. This is a public hearing, so I'll open it up to anyone in the audience that wants to speak on the item. Please step forward. Seeing no one, I'll close it to the public and turn it over to our board.
Mr. Chair, if there are no comments or questions, I'd like to make a motion to approve subject to staff conditions.
Thank you, Bart. We've got a motion on the floor for approval subject to staff conditions. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you very much. Tony, you're going to be going on to the Planning Commission on the 18th.
This is easy.
Yeah, I know. All right, item number 3, WS 19-0975, America First Federal Credit Union, a waiver of development standards to allow modified driveway design standards, design review for a proposed financial services building, America First Credit Union, in conjunction with an approved retail center on 3.8 acres in the C1 local business zone, generally located on the northeast corner of Maryland Parkway and Silverado Ranch Boulevard within Paradise. Do we have an applicant? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. All right, we will trail item number 3 in hopes to get an applicant.
Item 4.
Okay. All right, well, thank you for being thorough here. Item number 4, WS 19-0990, Eagle Paradise LLC, and Theorac LLC. Sorry if I butchered it. Waivers of development standards for the following. One, increase animated sign area, and two, increase freestanding sign area. Design review for a freestanding sign and increased animated sign area in conjunction with a shopping center on 5.3 acres in a C2 general commercial AE 65 zone, generally located on the north side of Harmon Avenue and the east side of Paradise Road within Paradise.
Good evening, Jacob Gazin, 6630 Arroyo Springs Street, representing the applicant. So what we have here is a pylon sign with animation. It is 48 feet tall. The animated portion is 18 foot by 38. This particular area is surrounded by a casino and adult use. There is a shopping center that has a series of three-dimensional signs and other competitive signs like that with animation. You have the school on this side. There's no residential anywhere nearby. So to be competitive, we just need a little bit more shoulder, a little more animation. Staff tends to agree with that, so they did recommend supporting it. They saw this area being unique and offering some more flexibility. And if you're having a little deja vu moment, it's because you saw this sign a couple months ago, only it was 16 foot wide instead of 18 foot wide. It's just slightly larger now. If in refresh your memory, you supported that application. So I'm hoping you'll do that again. I'm happy to answer any questions.
All right, this is a public hearing, so if there's anyone in the audience that wants to speak on the item, please step forward. Seeing no one, I'll close it to the public and turn it over to our board.
Mr. Chair, there are no objections to this item. I would like to move a motion on the floor to approve the subject to staff and conditions.
All right. Thank you, Ray. We've got a motion on the floor for approval subject to staff conditions. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And you're going to the Planning Commission on the 18th.
One more for you. Thank you.
Item number 5, AR 19400167, UC 103717. 2640 East Tropicana LLC, a use permit second application for review for a taco cart trailer not located within an enclosed building in conjunction with an existing tire sales and installation facility on 1 acre in a C2 general commercial zone, generally located on the northeast corner of Tropicana Avenue and Topaz Street within Paradise.
Hi. Yeah, hello. Good night, my name is Christina Nieto. She's the owner, Ms. Moreno. We are here.
Excuse me, can you spell your last name, please?
Nieto, N-I-E-T-O.
Thank you.
Okay, we are here for the review. This is the second application for a food truck that is located on Tropicana and Topaz Street. This time we want to renew and approve the location for this food truck who mainly sell chicken, grilled chicken. This opportunity we want to ask for the extension of the time for our services because nowadays it's 9 to 8. And we want to extend it to 2 a.m. because sometimes we have some customers who came back late. So if you have the pleasure to approach this permit, that will be great. If you have any questions, we are able to answer.
All right, so we're going to have some questions of Steve, I know, on this one. But we'll get to that in just 1 second. This is a public hearing, so if there's anyone in the audience that wants to speak on the matter, please step forward. Seeing no one, I'll close it to the public and turn it over to our board for those inevitable questions concerning the time frame that you just brought up, because I don't see that on the application.
No, at the end it said the staff can't support the request for the time limit.
Okay.
I know drafts is coming.
So my bad reading. All right.
So, sorry, the time limit would be for the, isn't that for the review versus the actual hours of operation?
So you're talking, let me rephrase that to you. You're talking about you'd like to extend the hours of operation, correct?
Yes, and the review. Supposed to be in that. Well, no, it's for sure it's for the review. So we asked in the application for the extended hours. We didn't know that it's supposed to be together, but.
See, that's the thing that I was getting at.
Yeah, I don't see even here addressing that at this time.
Right.
Unfortunately, I don't have an answer as to what the staff would be.
No, that won't help me.
Yeah.
What you ask for and what they write up are sometimes different.
Okay.
All right, and what we have in front of us is that the hours of operation are from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. If you want to change that, we've got an issue.
And that would involve a waiver of conditions.
Correct, which is not on here.
Which is not this hour.
Will we just repeat?
Yeah.
So this is in the hands of our board for any of our...
So there have not been any complaints thus far, according to the county, and they're recommending removing the time limit so that you don't have to come back each year. I think I'm okay with that. As far as the hours of operation, I think that's going to have to be a new application.
Correct.
John?
Okay, well, I'll make a motion to approve this request for removal of the time limit of future reviews. Does not include hours of operation. Okay, you need to reapply.
All right, so we've got a motion for approval on the floor. Thank you, John. Of this application, which would also remove the time limit, but keep your hours of operation under this approval from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., just to clarify. All right?
Aye.
So we have a motion on the floor. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Congratulations. You may have more work to do. I'm not sure.
Thank you.
All right. You'll be going to the BCC on February 19th.
Okay.
All right. Item number six, DR190999, Cornwall Investment Company, LLC. Design reviews for the following. One, modifications to an improved comprehensive sign package. Two, increased animated sign area. And three, increased number of animated signs in conjunction with an existing resort hotel, the Cromwell, on 4.3 acres in H1 limited resort and apartment zone, generally located on the northeast corner of Las Vegas Boulevard South and Flamingo Road within Paradise. Hi.
Hi, good evening. Rebecca Miltenberger, MILTENBERGER, 100 North City Parkway, Suite 1600, Las Vegas. I'm here this evening on behalf of the applicant, Corner Investment Company. They are proposing to change out a sign on Las Vegas Boulevard. They are the owners and operators of the Cromwell. The current sign is a static sign facing Las Vegas Boulevard that's 427 feet, and they want to replace it with a digital marquee shown here. It's 2,748 square feet. Staff is recommending approval, and I'm happy to answer questions.
Thank you. This is a public hearing, so if there's anyone in the audience that wants to speak on the matter, please step forward. Seeing no one, I'll close it to the public and turn it over to our board.
You're aware of the Public Works, are you okay with Public Works? Says applicant will shall provide evidence signage is not within the Public Works level.
Yes, we're already working with Public Works.
Good to know. All right, if there's no comments or questions, I'll go ahead and make a motion for approval subject to staff conditions. We've got a motion on the floor. It's always weird when the chair does it. We've got a motion on the floor for approval subject to staff conditions. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you. And you'll be going to the BCC on the 19th. Okay, item number seven, ET19400171, NZC074116, Sherwood Place LLC, zone change, second extension of time, on a condition of a zone change to reclassify half an acre from R4 multiple family residential high density zone to R5 apartment residential zone to correct density issues for an existing apartment. Waivers of development standards for the following. One, reduced parking. Two, alternative automobile parking layout. Three, waive landscaping. And four, trash enclosure setbacks. Design review for an existing apartment complex in Midtown Maryland Parkway Overlay District, generally located on the north side of Elizabeth Avenue, 325 feet east of Maryland Parkway within Paradise. Hi.
Hi.
Name and address, please.
My name is Ivo Vandermark.
Last name is Banovac, Park 40 Elm Drive, Unit 203, Vegas, Nevada. I'm actually the applicant for this one. So this is what we're asking here, because there's a lot of things there. Just one thing.
That's the parapet that's proposed for this building. We asked them a waiver for it, because it wasn't really feasible for existing building. We had several different estimates, and nobody would warranty the roof, even the roof for themselves, and the rest of those things that are done. So this is the part of the building that we asked the waiver. You guys have any questions? Feel free to ask me.
Okay. It's just come to my attention that item number 14 is related to this particular project. So if you would, let me read that into the record. You guys
sure.
Stand tight.
Go ahead.
That way we can deal with them both. Sorry that they were separated that way. Item number 14, WS 1909.
There it is.
What did I
tell
you?
You're right.
I wish I had money on this. It's Vegas. Wow. All right, item number 14, WS 190993, Sherwood Place, LLC, waiver of development standards to waive screening of mechanical equipment, which makes sense now. Design review for an existing apartment complex on 0.5 acres in an R5 apartment residential zone in the Midtown Maryland Parkway Overlay District, generally located on the north side of Elizabeth Avenue, 325 feet east of Maryland Parkway within Paradise. So now, the talk about the parapet
right.
makes
yeah.
sense.
Absolutely, because the whole extension was made because of this one. The rest of the things were done.
Got it. What else do you want to tell us? Or is that it?
Well, that's basically...
Which is okay.
If you guys have any questions, you can ask them. The visual thing is the best thing to show, otherwise I wouldn't be able to explain what it is.
Just a hint, next time, do color. Anyway, okay. Just saying. All right, so this is a public hearing. If there's anyone in the audience that wants to speak on the matter, please step forward. 7 and 14. No one? I'll turn it over to our board.
So I'm a bit confused. Because there's a waiver of development standards for reducing parking and waiving street landscaping along the course of Elizabeth Avenue and reducing side setbacks for the trash enclosure. Is this part of your presentation as well? Or are you just
yeah.
trying to do the parapet while?
We're just trying to ask the waiver for the parapet, and that's why we asked for extension. The rest of those fees are done.
Yeah. I didn't hear that. The rest of what was done?
Yeah.
All those things, yeah. Because we included extension because of this thing. And the rest of the thing that was required because we got the extension 2 years ago, which was consist of 3 years. So everything is supposed to be done by the January 4, 2020.
Okay, as a bundle, let me see if I can explain it. Okay.
It's an extension of time
on the zone change to include the waiver of development standards to get done so that they can do the zone change and have everything up to code.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Okay. Questions, thoughts? No other questions or thoughts? I'll go ahead and make a motion for approval on items number 7 and 14, subject to the preliminary staff conditions. And on the zone change, that gives you until January 4, 2021 to complete any necessary building permits and completion.
Okay?
Thank
you.
Well, let's see a vote before we...
Yeah, you want to vote?
Let's do a vote before that. How's that? Okay, so we've got a motion on the floor for approval of both item number 7 and 14. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Now it's okay.
Thank
motion
you.
Carries unanimously.
Thank you, appreciate it.
Thank you. And you'll be going to, let's see if this is even cool. BCC on the 19th. And BCC on the 19th. And he left. Okay, well there you are. Item number 8, UC 190922, FX Luxury Las Vegas, Luxury Las Vegas 1 LLC. Use permits for the following: 1. Tourist club. 2. Restaurants. 3. On-premise consumption of alcohol, service bar, supper club, tavern. 4. Retail sales and services. And 5. Offices. Waivers of development standards for the following: 1. Reduced parking. 2. Alternative landscaping. Design review for modifications to an existing commercial building and park and garage on 1 acre in an H1 limited resort and apartment zone, generally located on the southeast corner of Las Vegas Boulevard South and Harmon Avenue within Paradise. Ms. Lebany.
Good evening, board. Lebany Ohini, 520 South 4th Street, representing the applicant. Basically, this application is to reestablish previously approved uses within the old Harley Davidson building located on the southeast corner of Las Vegas Boulevard and Harmon Avenue. As we all know, the Harley use left the site about 2.5 years ago, and being an H1 district, all the uses expired without the owners knowing, so they leased the building to somebody else for basically the same uses. And so this request, this application is to reestablish the tourist club, which is a special designation in that area because of the tavern and other uses, supper club. So basically the similar uses within the building. With the removal of the bicycle, we have to do a design review for the new facade for the building and the waivers, the landscaping which existed previously, which was 3 feet along the boulevard, and then some landscaping adjacent to the side of the building. And just based on the history of the site, the county had asked previous to 2008 for some property exchanges to extend the sidewalk along Las Vegas Boulevard. It was about 12 feet, and the code had changed and the county required 15 feet, so they gave up some of that property along the boulevard. And then on the side of the building, which is north of the building, this is where all the bridges and escalators. So the county asked for an exchange and gave some land back adjacent to the building, and the property owners gave land to give the 15 plus foot along Las Vegas Boulevard. So with that said, the garage exists, the building exists, is to reestablish a use. Staff recommended approval because as it existed, it would just be a vacant building. So this is a reestablishment of exactly the same use except for the bicycle, Harley thing. Staff recommended approval and we'll appreciate your approval as well.
Thank you.
Thank you, board.
This is a public hearing, so if there's anyone in the audience that wants to speak on the matter, please step forward. Seeing no one, I'll close it to the public and turn it over to our board.
Mr. Chair, if there's no objection, I'll make a motion to approve, subject to the staff conditions, and there's really nothing new
Correct.
To this property. So that'd be my motion.
All right, thank you, John. We've got a motion on the floor for approval subject to staff conditions, which I do want to point out includes Public Works Development Review, 6 months to reform and have recorded a record of survey. All the parties know that.
Yes, it's submitted. It just has to be reviewed.
Motion on the floor for approval. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you, board, and
congratulations. BCC on the 19th. All right, item number 10 has been withdrawn. Item number 11. UC 1909. What did I say?
You said 10 was withdrawn.
Yeah,
and we understand that.
We were on 8.
Let's do 9. I don't know. I crossed the wrong one. UC 190959, Eagle Investments 1 LLC. Use permit to allow a financial services specified high interest loan establishment. A waiver of development standards to reduce the size of the financial services establishment within an existing commercial building on a portion of 1.8 acres in a C1 local business zone, generally located on the southeast corner of Tropicana Avenue and Decatur Boulevard within Paradise. Hi, item number 9.
Hi, thanks for not skipping me.
Sure.
My name is Michael Cirillo, 9700 West Tropicana Avenue, Suite 120. We are taking over a space that was formerly a car dealership. We're looking for a waiver of the square footage. There's, I believe, about 900 square feet. The requirement is 1,500, but we have plenty of room to do what we need to do. We will be meeting the requirements of being 200 feet from residential. There's really no residential for a lot farther distance than that. There's another requirement of 1,000 feet from a light business. We meet that requirement as well. And with that, I would love to answer any questions you have.
Hold that thought. This is a public hearing, so if there's anyone in the audience that wants to speak on the matter, please step forward. Seeing no one, I'll close it to the public and turn it over to our board now for questions. Any questions or thoughts?
Mr. Chair, very much yes, because I would like a motion on the floor to approve this subject to staff.
Thank you, Ray. We've got a motion on the floor for approval subject to staff conditions. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Congratulations. And you are going to be on the 19th with the BCC.
Thank you.
Now can we do 11? Okay. UC 190997, Harsh Investment, PPTYS NV LLC, use permit for outside dining, waiver of development standards for reduced setback to a shade structure, design review for an outside dining and new shade structure on a portion of 18.3 acres in M1 light manufacturing zone in the Asian Design Overlay District, generally located on the south side of Spring Mountain Road and the east side of Wind Road within Paradise. Hi.
Hello.
Name and address for the record, please.
Yeah. Joe LeBeau, representing the client.
Think the button's on.
There.
Got it now.
Oh, that sounds so nice. Okay. Joe LeBeau, Beau Design, 8607 West Center Avenue, here on behalf of the owner, Harsh Investment Properties. Obviously, as you just read, it's
not
just
your last name, please.
I'm sorry.
Spell your last name, please.
L-E, B as in boy, O.
Okay, sorry.
No problem. So what we're trying to do, obviously, is to improve the site and the pedestrian realm experience along Wind Road and Spring Mountain, the introduction of a shade structure, and also increasing the awareness of the restaurant plaza space that's currently there and really needs to be accentuated a bit. We're hoping to beautify the area. What we're proposing is well within the design standards of the LED 2 as well as the Asian Overlay District. We think it's a great project to improve the community, and I believe it has received staff approval or staff recommendation for approval. So with that, I'll turn it over.
Well, thank you. Compliments on the color.
Thank you.
I'm a big fan of color photos and pictures. This is a public hearing, so if there's anybody in the audience that wants to speak on this item, please step forward. Seeing no one, I will close it to the public and turn it over to our board. Would you guys mind walking that up this way for us? My eyes are old. Show me the shade structure. Is it this?
So this is the shade structure.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, and that is from the corner.
Okay. Can you see that?
Just like to add, you've been on this plaza that's facing west, so the need for the shade structure is fairly apparent.
No pun, but I'm going to work it in. It's pretty harsh.
Yes.
We were hoping you'd bring that.
Mr. Chair, if there are no further comments or questions, I'd like to make a motion to approve subject to staff conditions.
All right, thank you, Bart. We've got a motion on the floor for approval subject to staff conditions. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you very much. Item number 12, UC 19-1004, Grim Norton 2, LLC. Use permit to allow long short-term parking, lodging in conjunction with a hotel currently under construction on 2.5 acres in an H1 limited resort and apartment zone. Generally located on the southwest corner of Sierra Vista Drive and University Center Drive within Paradise.
Good evening again, Mr. Chairman, town board members. My name is Tony Celeste, address 1980 Festival Plaza Drive, here on behalf of the applicant. The property is located, as mentioned, on Sierra Vista and University. It has been previously approved by this board and ultimately the county commission for a hotel use. It is currently under construction. We are coming in to add an additional use that is to have the ability to do long-term stay as well, which means 30 days or longer. With proximity to the strip and other uses, we think that it makes sense. We appreciate staff's recommendation and here to answer any questions you have.
All right, this is a public hearing, so if there's anyone in the audience that wants to speak on the item, please step forward. Wait, no takers. Seeing no one, I'll turn it over to our board.
Chair, if no one has any comment, I'll make a motion to approve subject to staff conditions.
Thank you, John. We've got a motion on the floor for approval subject to staff conditions. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously.
Thanks, you guys have a great night.
Thank you, Tony. On the 19th with the BCC. Item number 13, excuse me, UC 20003, Vaus Family Trust and the Vaus Gary and Linda M. TRS. Use permit for daycare. Waivers of development standards for the following. 1. Alternative street landscaping. 2. Reduced setbacks for a shed. 3. Modified trash enclosure standards. 4. Tandem parking. And 5. Local street access. Design review for a daycare facility on 0.3 acres in an R1 single-family residential zone, generally located on the west side of Nellis Boulevard and the north side of Powell Avenue within Paradise. Hi.
Hi.
Welcome. Name and address for the record, please.
My wish is honored, 4990 Powell Avenue. I'm here asking for approval of reopening a daycare that has been in long needed restoration quite some time now. And we also appreciate the staff's recommendation concerning the zone. And if anyone has any questions, I'm more than happy answer your questions.
Okay, we'll get to that in a sec. I know it. So this is a public hearing, and if there's anyone in the neighborhood, in the audience, that wants to speak on the matter, please step forward. Seeing no one, I'll close it to the public and turn it over to our board.
I just have a couple questions. How long is the daycare been out of service?
As far as I know, maybe 7 years.
And you shot the neighbors around you, sure
I've been in communication with the church. It's about 100 feet from there, and then they've been staying next door to the church.
Are you aware of the, if it's approved, are you aware of the current planning requirements?
She's going to get a weird real quick.
Basically, what you have is to replace a tree at the northeast corner of the property, replace the ground cover in all landscape areas, screen all rooftop mechanical equipment, paint both buildings with neighborhood appropriate subdued colors that are not considered vivid hues. Those are the three big ones that are going to take you a little time to make.
Absolutely.
And on top of what John just mentioned, they don't like, they don't want to let you get away with deny
removal of the traffic.
I can't talk. What is up? Blanca, come on, I need a pill for it. Development standard waiver number 3. They want the trash enclosure with the pad.
With the pad?
Yeah. So it's just the concrete underneath it.
Okay.
So when oil and junk like that drips on the ground, it doesn't go into the dirt.
Okay, sure.
Or the parking lot.
Okay.
If you're okay with all these.
Yes, sir. I am. Thank you.
Well,
you're halfway.
Mr. Chair, if nobody else has any further comments, I'd like to make a motion for approval subject to, if approved, staff conditions.
Okay. Thank you.
Well, do I need to include that kind of denial of waiver of development standard 3?
Yes, because that's the right. Staff recommendation,
right.
Along with the
I'll include that.
Conditions.
Can you say that again, I'm sorry?
So, approval of the application with the denial of the waiver of development standards
up
to number 3, and with the if approved conditions.
Okay.
Any other comments or questions? All right, we've got a motion on the floor for approval. I'll do it. Following the staff recommendation and the if approved staff conditions. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Congratulations. And you guys will be going to the BCC on the 19th.
Okay.
Okay. Item number 14 has already been heard and approved. We had one trail. Thank you, John. That was item number 3. Anybody here for item number 3? Okay.
I'll make a motion to return. No show, return to board.
All right. John Williams has made a motion on item number 3, no show, return to board at our next meeting.
February 11th?
Yes, ma'am.
Sure.
That's our next meeting.
That's a good time.
Yeah. All those in favor?
Aye.
Alrighty, so that one's handled. We are complete with our zoning agenda, and we've got, moving on to general business, we have none, Blanca? Is that correct? It says that. None.
Yes,
we did. We did last meeting. Sounds good. Alright. Again, I hate Roman numerals. Item number 8. Comments by the general public. A period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's microphone. Clearly state your name and address and spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chair or the board by majority vote. I know we have one taker. Do we have any others? Come on up.
I have a question.
Okay.
Could this just be comments about general planning questions in general?
Yes. Okay. It can be about basically anything you want. And you're limited to 3 minutes, so go.
I'll probably make it short.
My name is Cyrus Sojati. Zip code is 89148. I want to talk about simply just...
What was the address?
89148.
That's the zip code. What is
okay.
The address?
9925 West Russell Road. Okay. I want to just talk about general planning questions. I'm not very pleased the way these neighborhoods are built, generally. I think what we've been doing for the last 90 years has, in many cases, has been a disgrace. What we have right now is a system that separates land uses heavily, residential and commercial, and various different types of commercial, various different types of residential. You have residential areas that have massive acres of one type, apartments. One section is certain housing types with cul-de-sacs. And then you have different types of commercial that separate. This is what we do. We set up pods that basically separate everything. And then all these areas feed into these collector roads, Pecos, Eastern, Flamingo, Tropicana. And these make these areas car dependent. I urge you all for us to work together and change the codes and change the zoning laws so we make it more flexible and bring back some of the old-fashioned planning that we used to do about 90 or more years ago. So in other words, I want to see traffic more redistributed, and I want streets to be more interconnected. I want to discourage the use of cul-de-sacs and gated areas. I really think gated areas are a scam, believe it or not. They don't really secure places at all, especially if they don't have a guard. And I want to make sure that residential and commercial are not only mixed in the same building, but even if they're not, they're compatible with one another. So one of the things we see is that there's a single family home, you walk down the street, and there's a building that looks like a villa that has two shops and some condos and offices above. I think this is a very compatible system. But the problem is, I believe, is that not only we don't have the awareness, but we also have the public is not aware of other options. And also we have codes that make it impossible to build this, whether it's the height, building setback, the design standards, the width of the streets and the roads. You cannot put buildings close to a major right-of-way. And you also have a lot of parking requirements. I think we need to drop these parking requirements because of the fact that, well, first of all, there's a lot of empty parking spaces. I think it's private decision, but more ever when we're using car sharing, there's a lesser need of parking.
30 seconds.
So I really think we need to sit down and talk about the way we build and design our areas, because the status quo, subdivision, strip malls, still going on. But I don't want to be misunderstood, because I've seen some solutions about light rail and things like high-density development. I disagree with some of those plans as well. I think the high-density housing I've seen has been pretty low quality, and I don't think light rail is the true alternative for mass transit. I think we need a real mass transit, something that's hopefully faster and cheaper than the automobile. But I also want to encourage a lot of walking use, as long as it doesn't interfere with car traffic. So please take my word. Thank you so much, and spread the word.
Thank you. Right there. Thank you very much. Anybody else? No? Oh, all right. I thought you were getting up to speak. All right, so we'll close comments by the general public. Our next meeting date is scheduled for February 11th, 2020.
Move to adjourn.
We've got a motion on the floor for adjournment. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. That always wins.
Yeah.
I think it's been
turned. Yeah, I know. Guys, I'm just...